Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2323. If you want to feel light, you have to let go. By Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. Hello, old friend. Not calling you old. Old stands for Optimal Living Daily. This is where I narrate the best blogs I can get permission from for you. So on that note, let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. If you want to feel light, you have to let go. By Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Maybe it's time to let go. Things build up. They get heavy. When we forget to let go, we feel heavy. Even though you may not be carrying your stuff around in a backpack or a suitcase, you still carry it. You carry the weight of your stuff in your bones, your mind, and your heart. Stuff like clutter in your home, just-in-case stuff in storage, harsh words from a loved one, regret and guilt. The heaviness can look like exhaustion, frustration, sadness, anxiousness, and illness. When you keep holding on to everything, it's hard to figure out what's weighing you down. We each carry our own heavy things like worry, fear, pain, and bad habits, but we all share the burden. It's not just you who suffers from the weight you carry through the world. It impacts your work, relationships, health, and everyone around you. Even though letting go can feel scary and uncertain, it also feels light. You can feel the lightness immediately, and other people will recognize it too. They will sense that there's something different about you. It's hard to ignore when someone feels light. 7 ways to let go and feel light. Number 1, when you let go of physical objects, your home feels light. Start with the easy stuff like duplicates, things you don't use or enjoy, and the stuff that has no purpose in your life or your home. Box it up, set it aside, and notice the light in your home. Number 2, when you let go of what you don't like about yourself, your body feels light. Maybe you don't like your weight, your wrinkles, or something else about your body. Our negative self-talk around appearance is heavy. Look in the mirror and smile. Throw your scale away. Really see yourself in the body that has been through so much with you. Notice something you love about yourself and refuse to compare or measure it. Let it go and feel the light in your body. Number 3, when you let go of anger or resentment from the past, your heart feels light. Letting go doesn't require fixing things or setting the record straight. You can just decide that you're going to stop punishing yourself. If you need a ceremony, write it down and burn or tear it up. Forgive yourself. Forgive others, even if they don't think they need forgiveness. Say goodbye to the hurts you cannot resolve and notice the light in your heart. Number 4, when you let go of fear of the future, your soul feels light. The path ahead is uncertain and that's never going to change. Release your fear of how things will unfold by getting rooted in the present. Show up for your life today and you'll be better equipped to handle your tomorrows with grace and ease. Take a deep breath, let the fear about what might happen go, and notice the light in your soul. Number 5, when you let go of items on your to-do list, your mind feels light. Maybe you can do it all, but you can't do it all today. Let go of the long lists and focus on a short one with a handful of items that you can accomplish in one day. You have to choose between crossing things off your list or living with clarity about what's most important to you. At the end of the day, once you've let go of all the things that need to be done, notice the light in your mind. Number 6, when you let go of perfection, everything feels light. The opposite of perfection is freedom. So when you let it go, your work, health, and relationships rise from that freedom and lightness. Let there be typos and failures in your work. Let there be disagreements with people you love. Let there be lazy afternoons of movie marathons and doing nothing. Give yourself permission to be a work in progress and feel the light in everything. And number 7, when you let go of the need to be right, your relationships feel light. When did being right and fixing people replace true love in your relationship? Let go of being right and focus on what makes you smile. Give your friend or lover or partner a big hug. Remember what you love about the two of you together and notice the light in your relationship. When letting it go, start with one thing. Remember how long you've been holding on and give yourself some grace in the time it will take to let it go. You didn't hold on with the intention of suffering, but you can let go with the intention of feeling happy, free, and light. When you're overwhelmed, tired, or stressed, the solution is almost always less. Get rid of something, lots of somethings. Let it go. If you want to feel light, you have to let go. You just listened to the post titled, If You Want to Feel Light, You Have to Let Go by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Courtney. If you're new here, yesterday's episode was a good one that goes along quite well with number 2. That was where she said, when you let go of what you don't like about yourself, your body feels light. Eric Teplitz in yesterday's episode talked about something called kindsight and how it's difficult to be compassionate towards ourselves in the moment when it's quite easy after the fact, like years later, if you were reading an old journal entry. So definitely check out yesterday's episode if you want to hear more about that. Something else we talk about pretty frequently on this show is productivity in general. To-do lists, goals, getting things done, bullet journals. Those are good things, but Courtney brings up a great point. That stuff is really stuff, and it clutters our brains. Now, I'm not encouraging laziness or not doing what we really should be doing, but some compassion for ourselves there too would go a long way because, like she said, we can't do everything today. And one last thing I'll mention, perfectionism has been an ongoing thing for me to deal with personally, and I've definitely come a long way with that. I used to edit out every tiny mouth noise in this podcast for the first few 100 episodes. Once Optimal Finance Daily and Optimal Health Daily started, it became more difficult to put that kind of attention towards the tiniest of details. And now we're making something like 17 episodes a day. And I've really had to let go of perfectionist tendencies if I want to listen to all this content. Otherwise, nothing would ever get done. And I can agree 100% with Courtney, everything feels lighter now. So if you're anything like me and struggle with wanting everything a certain way or as perfect as can be and just spending all that extra time getting things so perfect, definitely try to take a step in the direction of acceptance and simplifying, allowing failures and learning experiences, all that fun stuff, because life will feel lighter. So with that, have a nice and light day. Hope you're having a great morning or afternoon or evening whenever you're listening to this. And I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.